Here I go. It's time to take you down once and for all.
Oh, geez. All right.
Begin round one.
Everyone stand back. This'll be my ultimate performance.
His ultimate attack? Already? But it's only just begun.
His power, it's incredible.
This society is a total lie. Why do us little guys even try? When the man doesn't care about us in the least, his web wrapped around us like a spider beast, here we stand, ensnared in web. Oh, woe unto the pleb. They say society has its flow and ebb, but the worker can barely afford his bread. When he is stuck in the web, which is stuck on his head. Man, this government really is so crazy. The leaders just sit around and act so lazy. When upon my table there's no bread to feast, 'cause I'm preyed upon by this spider beast. I hate prime ministers and the president. I wish of this country I wasn't a resident. How come society has so many faults, and meanwhile they're stockpiling gold in their vaults? And what about the worker? Remember him? How come his future looks so grim? The worker is noble even though he is poor, and sadly there is a spider beast upon his door who watches him to make sure he's productive, because the allure of gold is so seductive. The spider beast does the bidding of the capitalist, even though his philosophy is the crappiest. That's about all I've got to say about that. I wish I could make capitalism go splat.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Wow. I'm gonna need to hear that back. He had a lot of ideas in there.
What is a spider beast?
I think it's a terrifying creature with the qualities of both a spider and a beast.
Wrong. It's a metaphor for a terrifying creature with the qualities of both a spider and a beast.
It sounds powerful. Perhaps its might could be harnessed to make workers do my bidding more efficiently.
What's up?
Okay, everyone, quiet down. That was hardly a song, but in any case, it's Reyna's turn, isn't it?
I'm gonna give it my all, but I'm not going to do my ultimate attack yet. First, I have to charge up.
Well, that's a sensible approach. Comedy's all about timing, just like music. Hey, what did the comedian say to the musician? Hey man, your timing is so similar to mine, maybe we should collab. He said in the replies of a viral post by a musician with 1,000 times more followers than him. Sadly, the musician did not reply.
Stand back. Here I go.
One thing, I don't know why. Doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as a pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on, didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Her timing! It's as accurate as a comedian's!
I've heard enough. I'm voting for myself.
There's no voting. I'm the judge. I alone decide the fates of men. And the winner of round one is...
I told you it was too cold in the van. That's obviously why I broke a string last night. Not because I was playing it with a screwdriver like Sonic Youth.
Relax. I'm sure Long and McQuaid has harp strings.
They better. This tour is already becoming a headache.
Long and McQuaid is like Canadian Guitar Center.
I know. I know that. Why are you telling me that? I know that!
Look, here we go. Harp strings.
That says guitar strings.
Oh, yeah. Huh. I could have sworn they had a huge harp section here, but looking back, I was thinking of guitars all along.
Well, what am I supposed to do now?
Well, you know how you can take notes off xylophones so they're only in one key or whatever? Maybe you could just, like, keep removing strings until it makes sense again?
Everything's gonna go out of tune. The only option is to play my MIDI harp instead.
MIDI? That fake shit goes against everything we stand for in this band.
Well, we're out of options. Besides, we won't have to mic it, and we can load piano samples on it, and we won't have to worry about tuning.
Real bands don't do fake shit. Can you imagine if CCR songs misrepresented their upbringing in the bayou? Or if the Beatles wrote a song about a normal mystery tour to be more mainstream? We have to be true to ourselves, and we have to do what's real.
MIDI is the future. Basically, the 80s are perpetually the future of music.
Okay, maybe there are people who agree with you. Maybe that MIDI crap will fly in New York City. But the people of North Bay, Ontario, they're going to see through our bullshit immediately. By the way, North Bay is an Ontario town of 51,000 that is also known as the Gateway to the North.
I know that. Don't you think I know that? I know all about North Bay. Its sister city is Moncton, New Brunswick, for Christ's sake. So don't go lecturing me about North Bay.
Sorry. I guess I just got a little heated.
Well, if my harp was better heated, I wouldn't have broken a string.
It's Arlen's fault. He's taken full control of the temperature in that van and will not let go. It's like if you went on a road trip with Mussolini, except instead of making the trains run on time, he made them very late and too cold.
Everyone talks about fascist trains running on time, but nobody talks about the temperatures inside. You've got to imagine Mussolini was very unfair with the thermostat.
Okay, well, while we're at it, there's something else weird about Arlen's driving. Have you noticed we're often taking these long, circuitous routes that zigzag back and forth? Sometimes we'll hop off the highway, then get back on, going in the opposite direction, and then repeat the loop two or three times.
I haven't been paying much attention, honestly. I've been reading this book about how the alignment of celestial bodies can predict outcomes in poker, and basically, if your Jupiter is rising and you've got two pair after the turn, you should bet pretty aggressively, unless you're within 48 hours of a new moon.
Right. Well, the other night, I told him it'd be faster to stick to the 401, and he just said, "This isn't the way," and proceeded to take every odd-numbered exit off the highway and every even-numbered one back onto the highway for several hours.
That is odd. I'll pay more attention from now on. It should only be another hour from here to North Bay if he sticks to the route.
North Bay was selected as the southern terminus of the Temiskaming and Northern Ontario Railway in 1902.
I know! Anyway, we may as well get back to the van. MIDI harp it is.
And the winner of round one is the one who actually performed a song, Raina.
Oh my God, I've never won anything in my life.
What, you just won our office jump rope contest this morning.
Be that as it may, this is the greatest moment of my life.
This is outrageous. You heard the crowd. Everyone preferred my diatribe over her poppy schlock.
Was there a musical component to yours? No, so you're disqualified.
But a range up on the sidewalk, that can be music. So why can't the human voice?
He's right. A raindrop on the sidewalk is music. It's composed in the cloud by clouds themselves.
A raindrop on the sidewalk can't be music unless you're referring to the 1952 chart-topping single A Raindrop on the Sidewalk by Jumpin' Joey and His Friendly Gang, which made over $60 in sales.
That's equivalent to $626.24 in today's money.
Whoa! That's exactly what my Second City classes cost each month. I should have written a hit song in 1952. Every month.
Moving on. Snorri versus Doyle. Are we doing the coin toss or the glorious battle?
I'm ready for battle at all times in the name of Dilton.
Battle is all about timing. And the punchline? Well, let's just say it packs a punch. Because it's delivered in a fist. However, I'll take the coin toss for unrelated reasons. I'll be the odds.
Well, it's one, so you're up.
All right, stand back, everybody. I'm gonna perform a little something I wrote last night. I think you'll find it both musically exhilarating and comedically funny. Backing track, activate
this technique. What is he planning?
I may face him in the next round. I must study his techniques for our inevitable clash.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker, take a look at me. On a big blue boat on the big blue sea. I'm busting five knots, wind whipping out my coat. You can't stop me, motherfucker, because I'm on a boat. Take a picture, Trick. I'm on a boat, bitch.
I liked it better when the Lonely Island did it.
He went there. We all knew it was stolen, but he just came out and said it.
Big facts.
No! I wrote that last night! It's called My Boat by Doyle McLaughlin. Couldn't you hear my soul coming through in every word?
I did hear a little of his soul in there, but I still think he plagiarized the song.
Let's keep things rolling. Snorri, you're up.
All right, stand back. You might want to put on a light jacket, because I'm warming up.
What a bold declaration. His power is...
I've never sensed a power like it.
I want to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. I heard the song, I like the song a lot. And if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, then everyone would know what I've got. Oscar Mayer wiener, thank you.
Yeah!
Sure, that song was originally by various artists, but it's his now.
I used to think that song was about a hot dog, but now I see it has been about Snorri's soul all along.
Is this one a no-brainer? I'd say so. No one will be surprised that Snorri is the winner.
Us comedians talk a lot about timing, but this news has the most shocking timing of all. I guess that's it for me. Snorri gets the last laugh, but I'm not laughing.
We'll have to stop for gas soon. Who's paying this time?
I think Dan should pay, especially after last night's disappointment in Campbellford.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The big toonie wasn't as big as I hoped.
No, I mean, we didn't get paid.
We absolutely got paid?
I mean, in money. All they gave us was a case of homemade Gatorade, which turned out to be orange juice, water, and salt.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, that's true. But you don't know the history. That promoter was Fishbone LaFarbe from the legendary Campbellford punk band Anarchy of Authority. His homemade Gatorade is an extension of his legendary DIY ethic. Most of his songs were written on like 3 or 4 cups of that stuff. Loads of bands would kill to write a song while drinking this stuff.
I'm on a diet where I can only eat what dinos ate. Basically water, big fucking plants, and dinosaur meat.
There's no Gatorade in this Gatorade, though. It's all dino friendly.
Did dinosaurs drink orange juice?
They probably ate oranges. They just didn't have a name for the juice yet.
Pagomastax africanus had a parrot-shaped beak that may have been used to eat fruit, but oranges didn't exist back then.
I kind of wish oranges didn't exist now. I'm never going to get the smell of orange juice off my MIDI harp.
Oh, yeah. When the opening band said they forgot their MIDI harp, I figured it was okay for them to borrow yours. They borrowed my amp, too. No big deal.
Well, they didn't spill homemade Gatorade all over your amp.
Yeah, they did, actually. I encouraged them to set their drinks on it. Maybe some of its magic will seep into my amp, and I'll write a song as good as Anarchy of Authority's Piss on the Queen's Corgi.
Okay, look. If the stuff is as legendary as you say it is, maybe we should sell it to the other bands at the rest of our shows.
No way. Turning this into some vile capitalist endeavor would completely undermine the DIY spirit. This Gatorade came from the earth, and it's supposed to be free, just like everything else from the earth. Timber, ore, gold, all that stuff used to be free.
Yeah, dinos didn't have money. If they wanted something, they had to take it. So I think if other bands want this stuff, they should have to kill us for it, or at least bite us.
I'm beginning to think that touring was not a financially sound decision.
Yeah, but artistically, it's all been worth it. Our song is sounding tighter every night, despite being tainted by the use of inauthentic MIDI patches.
To me, our song conjures the feeling of being in a vast jungle with a particular type of creature in it.
Dinos?
Yeah.
We're beginning to separate the wheat from the chaff. Just like when Doug Ewell kept doing the Velvet Underground without Lou Reed there to drag him down.
I love Chaff.
And Squeeze is my favorite Velvet Underground album.
Next up is Major McDonald's versus the Becloaked Vocalist.
A contestant shrouded in mystery and deceit? Who could this masked entrant be?
Funny you should ask. In some corners, they called me the Mantled Musician, the Concealed Chorister, the Disguised Diva. But most simply call me the Becloaked Vocalist.
The Becloakalist?
Yes, I suppose you could call me that. But after this tournament, you'll be calling me something else altogether. Winner.
Major, it's your time to decide. Coin flip or duel?
I flipped the script on my pen and pad. Came from nothing, that was all I had. Now I live in a dope pad and my pen ain't bad, because it writes these rhymes that are so rad.
I heard the word flip in there, so we'll do the coin thing. You get odds. And it's a 5.
Stand back, y'all. I'm gonna do my thing, which is rapping. Rhymes with thing. Rapping.
What's he planning? That grin. It's so diabolical!
If his power is too great, he'll blow the roof off this place.
We better stand back like he says.
I just got home from the store. I got a bunch of food, gonna get some more. I'm gonna devour the food when I eat it. You know this rhyme, I'm about to go and beat it. And then I'm gonna cheat it like I got a test. I like women's breasts, they sit on the chest. There's two of them, sometimes three of them. No, there's not. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm about to end it with a dot. That's a period, cause it's on period. Cause I'm from a different period, cause I'm from the damn medieval times and shit. Because my sword is long and on a horse I sit, because I'm mad regal and I fly like an eagle. I'm one of the knights of the round table. That's medieval. Okay, and now I gotta go do a bunch of funky shit with my motherfucking dudes. Oh god, goddamn, oh shit, oh fuck.
How is this rubbish allowed, and my thoughtful screed was so unfairly condemned by the man?
The difference is clear. Everyone in this room can feel it. This white boy can spit.
His spitting! It's exceptional!
When a white boy can spit, I always flip my lid.
Yeah!
Ha! I've seen millions of white boys spit, and every one of them lost to me. What makes you think you're so different? Your power level is pathetic. At rapping, that is.
You think level 100 million billion is pathetic? You know nothing of the tragic past that forged my abilities. My entire prefecture knew me as the greatest rapper alive. I am rapping for them, for their dreams.
Touching. But in this world, power is all that matters, and money, which is like a paper version of power. Your backwater prefecture may have been impressed by your primitive spitting, but entire cities bow before me and my titanic vibrato. I guess I'll just have to show you how I do things my way. And now, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Impressive. Has this been the most titillating round yet? I think so. But you forget one thing, becloaked vocalist. It's not about power. It's not about money. It's not about who can afford the best backing track or the coolest mask or the most mysterious pseudonym. It's about the music. And there's only one white boy in this round with music in his heart.
Me?
Major McDonald's, congratulations. Your spitting has advanced you to the next round of the Strongest Band Under the Heavens tournament. How does that make you feel?
Yo, back when I was spitting on the back streets of a little prefecture called Brooklyn, wondering which bodega my next meal was gonna come from, people told me I'd never make it. You see, people in Brooklyn back then didn't really know about hip-hop and shit. This was like 2010, way before cats like Flatbush Zombies. I just wanted to put my city on the map, and now I did.
I've never heard of Brooklyn till now, but I certainly won't forget your passion on the mic.
Well, I guess the first round is over.
Not so fast. Aren't you forgetting one thing?
I don't think so. Time to call it a day and head home.
He's scared about facing me in battle, because he knows he can't win.
Get real. I'm one step ahead of you, even though you want to stab me in the back.
It's easier to stab you in the back when you're one step ahead of me.
Okay, well I'll just walk backwards from now on. That means I'll be facing you. See? I'm not afraid.
Isn't anyone curious about my secret identity? How can such a mysterious man be so adept at singing Sinatra?
Nah, we don't really need to know who you are, especially since you lost.
Your disguise is the setup, and the reveal is the punchline. But the best jokes, you see, have no punchline.
Can this wait till later? We're about to musically fight here.
Street Fighting Man by the Rolling Stones was released in 1968. However, that was about a street fight, not a musical fight. The song was pretty musical, though. Anyway, do you guys want to do the coin toss or the physical battle to determine who goes first?
I'm not afraid of him, physically or musically. Forget the coin flip. If it's a fight you want, it's a fight you'll get.
Bring it on. I've been training all week for this. You remember. You were there, too.
Yeah. I still owe you $5 for those Aldi brand knockoff Red Bulls we drank for our training. I'll hit you back when this is over. But first, I'm going to hit you for real with my fist.
Those knockoff Red Bulls are called Red Thunder, which is also the name of my special attack I'm going to punch you with.
Somebody better throw a punch soon, because this is supposed to be a musical battle. This is basically a waste of everyone's time. The coin flip is much quicker. I didn't think anyone here would actually want to fight.
As badly as I want to fight, unfortunately, it seems I am very sick.
Oh, is your little tummy hurting you? Do you want your ba-ba? Do you want to lay in bed all day with a water bottle on your forehead and a thermometer in your mouth? And then mommy brings you 5 scoops of plain vanilla ice cream? Well, guess what? That's exactly what I want, too, because my tummy is also hurting really bad right now. But I would fight you physically if I could. I'm just too sick.
Oh.
All right. Here's the coin toss. It's a normal two-sided coin now, by the way. Heads. Let's just say that's Charles.
Okay, fine. This is a song about wool. But the bags don't feel so full to me anymore. Not since I was betrayed. Sheep on my wrist, so full of sheep. Can't count my sheep without going to sleep. Sheep. That's right. Yeah. What he said. Sheep. So many sheep. So many wrists. I got the sheep. Yeah.
Wow, that song was even better with half the parts missing. Sometimes less is more. But with all these creative differences they're having, I bet Cameron is gonna tear them apart.
I can tell this white boy is gonna go in.
Yeah, I'm gonna go in, into my feelings. This little number is, well, I think you'll recognize it.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you, Charles, let's just be friends again. I don't want to sing this anymore. I don't know how it goes. I just want to be best friends again.
His emotion. It's so powerful. I haven't wept like this since Dilton descended from the snowy mountaintop where he gained wisdom of all things.
Wow! His art's emotion level exceeds that of even Nanette!
Have I seen enough? I'd say so. The winner is Cameron. He displayed his heart for all to see, whereas Charles is disqualified for singing an unfinished song.
It used to be finished, but then someone abandoned me. You see, friendship is like a rowboat, and each must hold a paddle in order to...
Moving on. The contestants for round 2 are set. Match 1 will be Snorri versus Cameron. Match 2 will be Reyna versus Major.
I'm first. I haven't had time to rest my voice.
You can have 10 seconds. Sound fair?
Okay, that's just enough. Phew, that's better. It's better than better. My voice is actually more rested than it's ever been. I think I can win this thing easily, but...
What's the matter? Wait, I know what it is. You haven't completed your daily rewards in Tickle Wars Legends. Give me your phone. I'll tickle the level 4 giggling grandma for you. You miss out on triple tickle points if you don't do it before midnight.
Thanks for the reminder. Here's my phone. But that's not what's bothering me. You know, Charles is right. Friendship is like a rowboat. You need 2 people in it. It should be Charles and Cameron, not Charles or Cameron. Although a rowboat does have oars, it shouldn't have ands. But you get what I mean. That's it. I'm dropping out of the tournament. I'd rather make up with my best friend forever than win some kind of $10 million prize or whatever's on the line here. I'm done rocking the boat.
Ever since we became best friends forever a couple weeks ago, it's been a rocky ride. But I wouldn't want anyone else with me on this rocky rowboat on this long and winding road. Certainly not any of the losers here with us today.
That's so sweet. The power of friendship.
Great. So we can skip ahead. Snorri is the winner.
Wait up. Winning isn't everything. Art is about a lot more than capital and competition. We should get to hear Snorri's song so we can understand his heart. That is the meaning of life in a democratic people's utopia.
We need a celebration song now that we're friends again. Let's hear it, Snorri.
Okay. I sing this song in praise of Dilton and a particular fabric that keeps the feet of his warriors warm when they stand upon it.
105A to 300 Empire!
Beautiful. This will be the anthem of our new society, the Empire. It's a good people's empire, though. I know a lot of empires are evil and imperial, but this one won't be.
That was amazing. I'm not going to be able to get it out of my head. 900-288-2200-1000.
That song could be a hit on the radio or the TV.
Empire's advertising jingle, which has been broadcast since 1977, is a widely recognized theme. Anyhow, it's time to move on. Reyna, Major, I hope you will try your best. I know nobody here has what it takes to land a punch or draw blood in the heat of battle, so let's just drop the charade and flip the coin, shall we?
I want heads. Heads is the good guy side of the coin. Tails is for bad guys.
Instinctively, that makes sense to me.
I guess that makes me bad to the bone. Watch out. I'm in my zone, and better hold the phone, because my opponent is going to sink like a stone. My style's so fresh it can't be cloned, so just pass me that MF microphone and let me get in the zone, because I'm so bad to the bone.
He won't be quite so easy as my last opponent.
Okay, that's heads. Reyna goes first.
I'll have to give it my all. Time to bring out my second level song, Black Hole Sun.
In my eyes, in these clothes, in disguises no one knows, hides the face of the snake, and the sun is in my face. Boiling heat, summer stench. Neath the black, the sky looks red. Call my name, that's my name, and I'll hear you say it again. Black hole sun, won't you come and walk away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come, won't you come.
That intensity, it's superb.
I felt her intensity, even though she couldn't remember the words she was singing with her heart.
Huh, she really sings with intensity.
That won't be easy to top, but I didn't come to flop. You're about to be the floor for my mop. And you know it don't stop. Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me. Everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up. Look, look, now while she stands tough, notice that Reyna did not have her hands up. This free world's got you gassed up. Now who's afraid of the big bad wolf? 1, 2, 3, into the foe. 1 Pac, 2 Pac, 3 Pac, 4 Pac, 3 Pac, 2 Pac, 1, your Pac, he's Pac, no Pac, none. She ain't no motherfucking MC. I know everything she's about to say against me. I am white. I am a fucking bum. I do live in a trailer with my mom. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't talk about yourself like that.
I'm sorry I didn't put my hands up. I don't know what the 313 is.
It's where I'm from. Well, not really, but I visited my cousin there once. It's basically Detroit. 313 is also my power level. Wait, hold up. Did you think 313 was really my power level? I'm about to take it up a notch.
No way! He's taking off his heavy bracelets and martial arts outfit.
Did you hear his shirt hit the ground? It must weigh over 100 pounds.
I saw him try to drink a beer earlier and he couldn't lift the glass. Now it all makes sense.
That's right. I'm removing my weighted clothing. These articles were for training, but they were only holding me back. I was weighed down the whole time. What you thought was impressive before was a mere shadow of my abilities. Now I can spit at my true power level, 1 billion.
No way! Even the fearsome god of extinction can't rap at that level.
One billion?